Good afternoon, Kenny.
Well, Peter, it's not too long now till there's a big a bumper boxing tournament, as I see in the posters, coming up. So another big event for the Donegal County Boxing.
Big event for Donegal, surely, Kenny. It's on Thursday, the 21st April, in the Clanry Hotel. We got this offer from a former Buncrana boxer, Mark Porter. They bring a team over, and we've got exchange trips, you know, so we've got things together, and everything at the minute, everything's working out great for us, because we got the Donegal County Council on board, and without their help, we wouldn't have been able to take this on. You know, it's a big undertaking, a lot of expense, and the bottom line would be that we're going to try and get enough money out of this to take the team back before the end of the year to Boston, or maybe out for St. Patrick's Day next year, Kenny, you know.
That's massive, Peter, but Dean, before you chat about your own, maybe what boxers from Donegal, what are these boxers coming from Boston? Do you know any about what kind of standard will they be, kind of boxers will they be?
Fairly good standard now, Kenny, because we have some good boys on here, you know, from Donegal. They have 11 boxers coming, Kenny, 9 males and 2 females. And we're very lucky in Donegal that we only had to move out of the county to get one of their boxers matched. We had to go to Carrickmacross for a female boxer, Joanne Lamb, you know. But other than that, we have them all matched in the county, you know, and some very, very good matches.
And we
have 11 contests, and we have 5 supporting bouts as well, you know, cracking supporting bouts on as well, you know. We'll have 16 contests on the night.
Yeah, that's good, Peter. But the boxers, the Donegal boxers themselves, they'll be all well enough known, I suppose. And it's well enough known.
We have young Hugh Doherty from St. Bridges and Clonmany. He's on with Brenton Crowley from Boston. Young Bernie McDonough, there he won a national schoolboy title in Dublin last week. He's on against Bubba Shelton. And we have Dean Doherty on with Gio Lorenzo. John Ward from Letterkenny on with Paul Hayden. Matthew McCall, he's one of 2 Dunlow brothers that's on the night. And he's on with Michael O'Han. We have Donna Barr from the Twin Town. She's a beaten finalist in this year's National Senior Championships. She's on with Amanda Pavone. And we have Warren Shields, another Letterkenny boxer there. Warren's a barman there in the Dry Arch. And he's on with Christian Callaghan. Leon Gallagher from the Finn Valley, he's on with Tim Hayden, and the girl we brought on, Joanne Lamb, she's on with Amanda Gurkey, and we have Lee Boyd from Convoy. Lee also boxes for the Defence Forces, and he's on with Zach DeLusa, and finally we have Mark McCall on with James Pernelli. And the supporting bouts, Ken, we have some great supporting bouts. We have young Brett McGinty from St. Johnson. He was a silver medalist in the Youth Commonwealth Games. He's on with Oren McDermott from the Foe. Then we have 2 of the best light flyweights in Ulster, Darren Moore from the Ellis Golden Gloves, and young Sean McIntyre from the old school. And up in Monaghan, we have Jimmy Spoilin, the light welterweight division, and with Dennis Lafferty from the Foe. David Tennyson from Dunlow in the light welterweight division, and with Gary Gannon from Kerrygert. And finally, we have Cahill Gallagher from Twin Towns. At middleweight, he's on with Paul McGee from Carrickmore in County Tyrone. So it's a very exciting lineup, and we're expecting a big crowd and one thing and all. We have everything in place, Kenny, you know.
Well, Peter, it's on Thursday the 21st, and it's getting underway at 8 o'clock, is that?
8 o'clock sharp, Kenny, yes.
And you're hopeful that a big crowd
hopefully
will turn out for
us. We'll get a good crowd on the night, Kenny. It's well advertised, and we have 18 clubs in the county, and have all the clubs in the county have sold plenty of tickets for it, you know. And we'll have a souvenir programme for sale on the night, and we'll have a raffle. Jason Quigley has autographed a pair of gloves and sent them over from America. They're on a case. And they'll be up for raffle as well, you know. So everything's looking good for the night, Kenny.
Well, that's great, Peter. We wish you the best of luck with that, and hopefully the crowds will turn out for that event.
Thanks very much, Kenny. And tomorrow, just Kenny as well,
yep.
There'll be 26 Donegal boxers in action in the Ulster Finals in the Parisian, or the Patrician Hall up in Carrickmore tomorrow. It's Ulster Final days up there tomorrow, you know. So it's big for boxing all around now at the minute, Kenny. It's very, very busy in the county, you know.